Hey, this is Marcia Listens. Today's topic is the importance of making me time. It is really important. It's not easy, but it's important. Have you ever finished your day and realized you hadn't eaten? Have you ever thought to yourself, oh man, I want to work out. I want to go for a walk. I want to eat better. I want to drink more water. But you don't have time? Or you may say, I want to increase and do better for my physical, my spiritual wellness, but you just feel like you can't find time in your day to put that in your schedule. Or you forget to make your appointments for your annual doctor's or dental appointments. And just life gets in the way, right? That seems to be your internal excuse. And it's okay, right? But in actuality, life doesn't get in the way. Other people's lives get in your way. Your boss, the work, showing up for friends and family. These are all signs of you not putting yourself first. You not allocating time for you every day. You're attending to others, but forgetting to tend to yourself. I want you to stop. And I want you to think about everybody around you. Just take a moment and just think about the people in your close circle that you tend to, you care for. And I want you to think about how good they are. Are they straight? And I want you to realize that they're good, possibly, because you are pouring into them, but internally, you're barely hanging on. But you don't even realize that you're barely hanging on because you're getting energy from the people you're pouring into because you're giving to them. And the only time your internal world is shown to the external world or revealed is when you become physically sick, because now you can't move the way you've moved before. And now people are depending on you. And somewhat they're upset, but you now are stuck. And your body is tired because you're constantly giving and you're constantly showing up, but you're not making time for your body. You're not giving gratitude for your body and everything that it does for you and other people. So if you're always showing up for others and not pouring into you, your body spiritually, physically, emotionally, eating nutrient-packed food and making time for you, what do you think you're communicating to your body? What do you think you're saying? It's almost like you're in a toxic relationship and you're the toxic person that is not in great relations with your body. Do you think your body is translating that, oh, it's worthy and valuable and that you honor it? I think not. So if you think about how you treat your body, and what I mean by body is your physical, your mental, spiritually, soulfully, I don't think your body thinks it's important. There is no way. But I know it's not easy. Believe me. So I'm going to tell you a little story. I recently traveled to Costa Rica by myself to get a break from my self-assigned role of showing up for others. The last year has been rewarding, full of light and space and also darkness around pregnancy and loss. I booked my trip 14 days from my departure. I needed it. Something was gnawing at me, trying to get my attention. I knew I needed to escape this daily routine. And in my line of work, in my role in my personal life, I often show up, solve problems for others. And since my dark moments were penetrating my being this last year, I had to stop pouring into others and pour into myself because I didn't have much to pour from. I didn't have much to pour into other people, but I gave my last to others. I was thinking about all the things I could do in Costa Rica with the time I had allocated to my travel, but something was telling me I needed to stay still so the universe could take care of me. And as the trip started to get closer and closer, I was able to sit in the fact that I needed alone time and space to unpack my parts of my internal bag that was filled with sadness, desire, happiness, contentment, grief, heaviness, emptiness, lack of, and allow light to be shined on the darker parts of my internal bag so it could be held with delicate comfort and support. I had to reserve time for me. And every second of the trip, I was a passenger, not the driver dictating the flow of the day. The universe was the driver, and the universe had assigned others to show up for me. There was a day in particular that I wasn't feeling good because that was the day that I started to really let those contents of my internal bag come to the surface. I wasn't feeling good. But guess what? The front desk lady felt something and she called me and said, "Hey, do you want breakfast?" And I said, "No." She was like, "Well, there's fruit, there's bread, there's like a fruit juice." And I was like, "Okay." And she's like, "All right, well, we'll bring it down." And that meant something to me. And she called again, maybe a couple hours later. And she said, "Hey, Marcia, you want anything? You want the people to come down and clean up?" And I said, "No." She's like, "You want any towels?" And I said, "No." She said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yes." But when she said that, tears started coming down my face because I felt the universe saying, "You're not alone. That somebody is here. You're showing up for you, and I'm giving you everything that you need." And that made me feel comfortable, supported, and that I was held delicately. In even dinner that night, the gentleman brought my food to my room and he said, "Hey, do you want anything warm after your dinner?" And I was like, "Like what?" And he was like, "Hot cocoa." And I felt like a little kid, but I felt like a little kid that was heard, seen, and taken care of. This trip allowed me to focus on me in a very intentional way. It has allowed me to release things that have been in my way for many years, release old thought patterns, and adopt new ones. I was able to gain a friend at the resort that aligns with my soul mission because I showed up for me, and I was able to attract someone that can show up for me in a friendship and a nurturing way. I put me first. I gave time for me and see how the universe fed me. I have never traveled by myself out of the country without someone on the other end or someone traveling with me. This was the first, and it opened me up in ways I never imagined. I have more space in my body to live from, and the contents of my internal bag is full of light and space. And even the spaces of my internal bag that had darkness is now being held with light. So, I want you to think about this. How do you make yourself, or how do you put yourself first, or how do you make me time, right? So many people talk about putting yourself first, or the notion that you shouldn't be selfish, but there has to be a happy balance around selfishness. If not, you will lose yourself in other people, and they will dictate the forecast of your days. Your peace and currency can't be invested in someone else's life. I'm sorry to tell you that this isn't love. Many people say it is, but it isn't, because you're not loving yourself. There is a lack of love for you, hoping that you would get it in return from others, but you seldomly do, from the people you want. So there's a couple things that I want you to do and start doing of how to create me time for you. Do something for you. If it's, "Hey, I want to go walking. Hey, I want to start laughing. Hey, I want to go up to a stranger and tell them how good they look," right? Something random, and that's fine, but it's for you. And I want you to record how it feels. Use your five senses: how it tastes, if possible, what it looks like, what it smells like, what you see, what you're hearing. I want you to create and capture all senses and see how your body interacts with it, right? And then I want you to do something that you enjoyed in your childhood and imagine being back in that place. I loved singing Whitney Houston. I have myself recorded on tapes. I enjoy riding bicycles. Because for me, when I was riding bicycles when I was younger, I was going to spaces that I wasn't allowed to go, but I got to discover new spaces and environments, and I got to be one with that environment. And that brings something about for me. Go play an instrument, a recorder, watch a television show from your past, from your childhood that just gave you this good feeling, or just laugh. Or do something that you've always wanted to do, big or small. Stop talking yourself out of it, but talk yourself into it. I've always wanted to go to Costa Rica. One of my girlfriends, she's my travel buddy. That was on our bucket list, but I was like, let me go by myself. I needed it. I needed to escape. And then create 5 or 30 minutes, a daily routine that you show up for yourself, whatever it may be. So something I do is I read, I write, I meditate, I say mantras, and I move, and I do yoga. So movement can be a happy baby, movement can be dancing, but then I do 15 to 30 minutes of yoga. And I, at times, will go outside to ground myself in the yard and allow the sun to hit me. Me time is important. Start investing in the stock called me and see how your internal portfolio of self grows. Create a sacred time, space, and energy just for you. Remember, you matter. Marsha Listen signing off.